The geometry of the place was all wrong. One could not be sure that the sea and ground were horizontal. You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, Fred, and Steph. I am your game master, Veronica.
I'm Fred and I play Edward.
Wow.
Fred, I'm so excited to be here as your GM. My name is Veronica. I play most of the people in St. Paxton.
I'm Stacy and I play Bellamy.
I'm Stephanie and I play Clara.
Hi, I'm Mike Lane. I play Todd B. And you'll notice that V said that she plays most of the people in St. Paxton, meaning that they are indeed people.
That ain't true.
I feel betrayed.
Well, in your moment of betrayal, would you also please tell us what happened in the last episode?
Last time on Cthulhu and Friends. The crew meets with Beatrice and finalizes the paperwork authorizing additional manifest signers. Then they head to the library to look for Nighthawk. Not feeling well, Bellamy decides to wait for the rest of the crew outside of the library. Suddenly, Bellamy starts feeling dizzy and loses consciousness. When she wakes up, she finds herself tied up in a shed with Tess bound nearby. Meanwhile, inside of the library, the crew asks Ezra about Nighthawk, the Blood Witches, and their previous 3-week stay. After grabbing Nighthawk, the crew heads back outside, where Bellamy eagerly greets them right where they left her. And that's where we left off in the last episode.
As you guys are walking back to Malsato Lago, Nighthawk seems to be really happy to be with you. I'm just so happy to be with you guys.
Can I put you down now, or did you want to keep...
I thought that you were mostly just going to carry me the whole way. Look at all these slugs all over the ground. Look. Ugh.
What?
I look down. Are there slugs everywhere?
There are slugs all over the place.
Is this normal?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not normally out. And slug season. Is there a season for slugs?
I don't know.
I wasn't talking to you, Clara!
I was talking to Edward. Is there a slug season?
Wait, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was kind of looking at all these slugs. What's going on? There's a season for slugs? Like winter, summer, slug?
These are probably spring slugs just looking around for a nice time in the spring.
Do birds eat slugs? Maybe you should shoot some out of your face.
Wait, what?
Yes, you should. Then we can all see it together.
Yeah, Bellamy.
Yeah, apparently Nighthawk can shoot birds out of her face. You know, like...
Oh.
Normal.
Like when I'm threatened or something.
That's really cool. They just come, like, directly from your face?
I think we should probably get back to the mansion and maybe take a nap or something.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little sluggish.
Oh.
Jesus.
Put me down. Put me down. I'm going to push him down.
I put her down.
Okay.
We can't help it. You're a lot taller and larger than me.
Sorry?
Nighthawk runs ahead of you.
Don't slip on the slugs.
You get to the mansion.
How are the vines progressing across the bridge?
They have made movement toward the house.
Is this normal, Todd? I mean, vines kind of moving, acting like this?
I will roll outdoorsman. Well, that's a one.
With the proper lighting and water, plants can grow at any rate.
I mean, if the conditions are right, you know, sun, water, air, yeah. It just seems weird to me.
Maybe we should get Alan out here to take care of this.
I'll try something. I want to walk over and cut off a vine. All right, I'm going to take the cutting... and just put it in my pocket.
You guys get back into the house.
I'm going to go get cleaned up.
Bellamy waves at you as you take your muddy ass up the stairs and into the shower. And she just kind of starts walking around, flipping her hair, takes off her jacket.
Looking at the house.
Checking things out.
Going room to room.
I'll follow Clara shortly after and head upstairs. I'll definitely want to get cleaned up as well.
Hey, Bills. Are you and Clara going to be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, why wouldn't we be?
I just don't think your comment went really well.
Ooh, which comment?
The one where you basically said you don't believe her?
No, it's fine. I'm sure everything is great.
Well,
she seemed fine. I mean, did you see that? We got along.
Well, no, but you know, she has like a history. I mean, a long history of kind of ignoring things and acting like it doesn't exist. And then now you're ignoring it and acting like it doesn't exist. And
why don't we take a seat over here? Let's talk about this a little bit. So,
okay.
Tell me how you're seeing Clara and I's relationship.
Well, you guys have always just been really close and the best of friends. And right. I mean, every time I try to pry about her parents and say dumb things, you correct me. You know, you kind of act like a big sister or something with her. But she just looked really hurt before, and I don't think I've ever seen her like that.
So what do you think actually happened with her parents?
We have no idea. That's why I've been trying to figure it out for years. They just mysteriously die, and then her house gets taken away from her. And I mean, it's just really weird. I just don't know why the rest of you aren't as curious.
Bellamy leans in and she says,
"Well, Todd, it's not that I'm not curious. It's just that I'm polite."
Okay. All right. Well, I just, you know, you're normally the rock, and I was just a little worried about that.
So I should apologize. I should fix this.
I'm not the guy to ask about that. I mean, I think that's probably a good suggestion. It's definitely not what I'd do, but I don't know. I'd go buy her a gift or something. I don't know.
Todd, that's a great idea. A gift. Yeah. Hey, why don't you go grab the gift and I'll stay here and I'll like put up some decorations, maybe bake a cake. And we can all just enjoy like a nice, relaxing afternoon here, hanging out, being friends and talking and, you know, working out all of the issues and stuff. It'll be great.
Okay. Should I get some girl thing? Any suggestions?
Todd, you're a smart man. I believe that you can pick out the perfect gift for Clara.
You feel confident. Like it's nice sometimes when people recognize that you're not a blundering oaf, but you are actually a great gift giver who knows your friends better than you. Not only are you a friend, you're a DM. And no one can know their friends better than their DM. They're the ones that are passing secret notes and telling you all of their secrets. It feels nice that finally, for the first time in years, you're being acknowledged.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. All right, I do have some ideas. I will, I'll get something surprising and good.
Excellent. I'm so excited about this.
All right, I guess I'll go now while they're cleaning up.
Sure. I'll check in on Nighthawk and make sure that she has everything she needs.
Okay. Keep it quiet until I get back.
Yep.
I flash a smile and then run out the door.
As this is happening, Clara and Edward have taken their dirty bodies up into their private suites. Are you doing anything beforehand?
I think I would just start to head to my room. And if Edward doesn't say anything, I'll just head right in and get cleaned up.
I think after my conversation with Ezra, I'm not ready to talk to Clara just yet.
Okay.
I think I'm still dealing with a lot of inner emotions. And I'm really dirty, so it's shower time.
All right. The showers turn on and Clem follows you into the shower and kind of just enjoys the steaminess of Edward's bathroom after he's closed the door. Just takes it all in. And Clara, you take your shower. Everything is nice and relaxing. All of your favorite scents and everything are there for you to comfort you as you sort of wash this day off of you. The showers are running. The front door has closed. And Bellamy glides up the stairs. She whisks past Clara's suite and past Edward's into the library, where Nighthawk is laying on this, like laying sideways on a big leather armchair, flipping through a Dungeons and Dragons manual. And Nighthawk looks up. Edward, your suite is nearest to the library. You hear a crash. Really big. It's almost like something was thrown out of a window.
My sense of duty would make me react immediately, obviously thinking about the safety of my friends. So I will throw a towel on and I run out of the bathroom to go towards the noise.
Clem is right behind you, and you walk into the library, and there's no one there, but there are lots of birds just perched on two aisles of the bookshelves, and there are slugs everywhere.
I guess, taken aback from what I'm seeing, I'll come to a skidding halt and probably fall backwards because I'm still dripping wet onto my backside, and then I just soak in the room.
As you do that, you feel something wiggle around on your hand, and it's like that slug. That's not a slug. It's got dexterity like you cannot imagine, and it starts climbing up your arm, wriggling fast, and it is making its way up to your shoulder. It climbs across your collarbone, goes up onto your neck, and you can try and do anything you like.
Reflexes, just the muscles, they immediately kind of react, and I am just going to smack this thing without concern about injuring myself. Like, my immediate reaction is just smack this thing off of my face as it, like, crawls up my jawbone.
Okay. You need to roll a 4 or higher.
I rolled a 4, so that is 4 plus 1 and a 5.
Okay. You slap the shit out of yourself, and you see this, like, slug-type thing flying across the bookshelves. And it's just like wiggling in and out of like all this other stuff until it finds the window. And you notice that like even though the window is jaggy, it goes right over it. And there's like a big trail of blood. And it plops down onto the lawn. And all the rest of those slugs kind of slither toward it. And now the side of the house and the window have this huge streak of blood down them.
I immediately start backpedaling while I'm still kind of sitting on the ground using my feet and my hands, and I'm like pushing backwards into the hallway trying to get out of the library where all this stuff is. I get onto my feet and I immediately burst into Clara's room.
So I don't hear any of that commotion, and I am still in the shower.
Still in the shower. But she has her door open. Like, you know, this is her personal suite. No one's going to burst in here. And you see Clara still shampoo in hair, suds all over body.
I think for a brief moment, my brain isn't registering everything that's going on. And there is a long pause, at least in my mind, as I realize that Clara is currently in the shower. And then immediately I have like a moment of panic, like, oh my God. And I put my hand up to my eyes and I look down at the ground and I'm like, there are slugs and there,
oh.
It was crawling up my arm and I smacked it away and I'm so sorry. I wasn't thinking.
Okay, in the shower.
I'm going to leave. And I back out of the room and close the door.
Okay, bye.
You bump into Bellamy.
Oh.
Oh, Bells. Whoa. Oh. Whoa.
Slugs. Slugs?
Y'all?
What?
You two?
Oh.
I mean, you're coming out of Clara's room.
No.
I mean, you don't have to.
No.
You don't have to hide
no,
it.
No, there's slugs in the library, and there was one crawling on my face, and I don't know why I burst into her room, but I wanted to make sure she was okay, and she was showering, so I came out here, and then I bumped into you.
Bellamy puts her arms around your shoulders and just brings you in for a tight hug.
I allow her to hug me. My mind is going a mile a minute. I put my arms around her and the towel is probably precariously being held together with the fold at my waistline. And then I'm like, the slugs, they're right behind us.
Edward, is there something here? Like, between us? Because this is,
And Bellamy leans forward, her lips somewhat ready for a kiss, and they're glistening with this sheen, like chapstick and lip gloss.
Okay, I can't make this decision. I think we have to base this off of a role.
Okay.
I feel like she's going in for a kiss, and either I am so shocked and taken aback, I just allow it to happen, or I react and I'm like, no, like, this isn't happening. Like, what?
Either way, this is gonna be really fucking bad.
Lo is... I'm so taken aback, and then she kisses me, where I'm not reciprocating, but it happens, or high is I'm able to react in time and be like, oh no, wait.
Okay. As Bellamy leans forward and you see this beautiful sheen across her lips, it's almost like you're enchanted for a second. And as she tilts her head up and toward you, you tilt your head down confusedly, but also like, I mean, I guess. And then all of a sudden, the towel is jerked from beneath you, and Clem has completely disrobed you and taken you completely out of the situation. That was my straight 50.
Nice.
Nice.
I immediately throw my hands down to cover myself. And I'm like, oh my God, I am so sorry. Clem, why would you do that?
Clem begins barking and growling at Bellamy.
Hey, calm down. It's okay. Bells, I'm so sorry. Like, look, you're really attractive.
What's wrong with that fucking dog?
Whoa, hey, you don't have to talk to Clem that way. She's, I don't know, maybe it was the birds and the slugs in the library got her all excited or something.
I mean, she's clearly vicious.
Clem lunges at Bellamy's leg, which has blue jeans on it right now, and she clamps down hard, ripping through the jean material and pulling it back. Very quickly, you see as Bellamy's leg turns into maybe 30, 40 slugs and then reconstructs itself. You look up as Bellamy both looks up and you see her head cocked to one side.
I once again just start backpedaling very quickly from a standing position. I'm no longer covering myself. I am exposed to the world. And then I slip onto my behind and I'm like pushing back, trying to process the information while pushing back the horror as well that's rising up in me as I see Bellamy, I guess, turn into slugs and reform, and I have no idea what's going on right now.
You hear the yelp of a dog as Bellamy kicks at Clem, and Clem keeps lunging back, trying to keep her from you. In all of this commotion, Clara, you hear Clem barking and growling and yiking and all sorts of things. And you open the door, and there's Bellamy and Clem is attacking Bellamy.
Clem, what's going on? Bells, are you okay?
Do you make any movements?
Not right away, because, I mean, you don't really interfere with an attacking dog.
Clara, this dog is rabid. I don't know what's going on. Let me in.
And do I see Edward?
He's out of your line of sight.
Okay.
I'll stand up at this point. Clara, do not go towards Bellamy. That is not her. That is some kind of creature. I just saw her leg turn into slugs. Like,
Edward, what? You just tried to kiss me and now your dog's attacking me. Get away from me, Clem. Get away.
As soon as I hear him, like, clearly concerned and talking about slugs, I'm going to run towards Edward, away from Bellamy.
Bellamy will try to grab onto your arm as though to keep you there. You may roll either an athletics, a scuffling, or
fleeing.
There you go.
Would that work? I would like to... Do I know what the total is going to be?
It is a 4 or higher.
I'm going to put 1 point into it. That's a 1. Plus 1 is 2.
Bellamy grabs onto you, and you feel this hard thing clamped around your wrist. And you look down and you see that there's this like skeleton-like bone that's clamped onto your wrist, but there is the slug type thing that's crawling off of the inside of her wrist and onto your arm, and it is fast.
Can I try to brush it off?
You can't. It's gonna get right up to your mouth, and you will have one opportunity to try and swat it away or get it away in any way that you can. You may roll whatever you think is appropriate. Just let me know what you're gonna do.
So I guess like in athletics.
Okay.
To try to swat it away.
You need a 4 or higher.
4.
Okay. You are able to push it off of you and it falls onto the floor, but then it just starts crawling right up your leg again.
Edward!
You see Bellamy's other hand clamp onto your other wrist, and another slug comes out of her arm and starts crawling up your face. Roll athletics.
4.
Okay. You are somehow able to fling it off of your face and like push it onto the wall beside you. Edward.
Can I get a quick makeup of the hallway that we are in? Is there a railing that will vault us to the bottom floor if
yes.
I were to do some kind of action? Okay. I will immediately charge Bellamy and I will try to push her over the railing of the stairway.
Are you doing your scuffling or are we...
I think I will use scuffling and probably kind of draw from some type of wrestling experience that I had through college.
Okay.
And I will kind of hunker down, you know, kind of tuck my shoulder into Bellamy and try to lift her up and over the railing as I just push with all of my might and just kind of vault her over the stairway.
Okay.
I unfortunately don't have any points in scuffling, so it'll be a straight roll.
Okay. You need a... Well, she's in combat. Let's say you need a 3 or higher.
Okay.
Because she's in kind of a weird position.
She's not paying attention to me, maybe, because...
Yeah, and her back is to that railing, so you would have a pretty good opportunity to push her over like you're wanting to do.
3.
Edward, completely naked, runs toward you and just shoves Bellamy, and he kind of like just braces himself right in front of you, so you actually feel like this powerful like boom as he pushes Bellamy through the railing. And she falls onto the floor and you hear this like, whack.
I look over the railing.
Before you can, a flock of crows fly down and begin eating this pile of slugs. And then they fly out the window. All you see when you both look down eventually is this broken skeleton type thing, and its jaw is just hanging open.
A shiver runs through my body as I look down at what remains. I look back at Clara and I try to see if there are any slugs left on her body.
No.
At which point I'll take a look at myself, realizing I have no clothing on, and I'll immediately pick up Clem and hold her in front of my manhood. And I'm like, I'm going to go get some clothes and I'm just going to bring Clem with me.
Okay.
And I'm going to be right back.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Todd walks through the front door just as you are turning around, and he sees that the railing is broken. There's a skeleton in the kitchen area, and you are naked and holding Clem in front of your wiener. What did you bring back?
I brought back a book titled Chicken Broth for the Painter's Soul. I will look up, have just the strangest look on my face. Did I come back at a bad time?
Or a good time? Because that thing is gone.
What thing?
Edward slips out of view and into his room.
I think I'm gonna go put some clothes on, and then maybe we can all talk about this.
Todd is standing there, confused, with chicken broth for the painter's soul and a skeleton on the floor, which begins to rise up.
What the hell is this?
It covers its non-existent genital area and scoots toward the front door.
I will drop the book and pick up the nearest chair and run over and hit it.
Okay. Roll a scuffle.
A 5.
Edward hops out as he sees Todd throwing a chair at nothing. Nothing's there. And it's just all very confusing.
Todd, are you okay?
Yeah, there's a skeleton walking across the room. I just flung a chair at it. Why is there a skeleton in the house?
Wait, where did the skeleton go? You hit it with a chair? Where is it?
Right there!
It's in the same spot that you left it.
Man, there are some weird things going on here. Bellamy turned into, like, a slug monster and...
What?
She attacked us and... Then the birds, they ate the slugs, and then there's a skeleton on the ground.
Where's the skeleton from? I turn around at the door.
Are you expecting company?
No, are you?
No.
I look out the peephole.
It's just Nighthawk.
I immediately open the door. I thought you were here.
No, I had to turn into a bunch of birds and eat some slugs.
Wait, that was you?
I was like definitely a hero in the story.
So birds do fly out of your face?
And they do eat the slugs.
Tasty treats.
It was disgusting.
You tasted it?
I mean, like, I have a memory of tasting it. I don't know that I actually tasted it, though. It's weird when you're in, like, 50 different places at once.
Okay, so, but, Edward, Bellamy's gone?
Look, I don't know if that was Bellamy or if Bellamy turned into some kind of monster. But we were just attacked, and I just threw her over the railing. I'm trying to still come to grips with the fact that I just threw Bellamy over a railing.
Okay, well, why don't we go look for Bellamy in the house right now? She wanted me to get a gift to help her kind of patch things up with Clara.
Wait, why would she send you to get a gift for Clara?
Because I'm good at getting gifts.
Wait, you are?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure for my last birthday, you got me a ski. Like one ski.
Okay, first off, obviously it was memorable. Second off, I thought it was a waterboard. I did not know that they didn't have those things.
You can't ride a ski like a snowboard. It's, you need two of them to work.
Okay, but just, I thought you could. I didn't know.
Anyways.
Water is more your thing, so it's the thought that counts. But no, where is Bellamy? Let's go find Bellamy.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I don't even know why we're talking about this right now. Okay, let me just check on Clara. Why don't you and Nighthawk look around downstairs, and we'll check all the bedrooms up here, and we'll kind of meet up.
Okay.
You're able to do a thorough scan of the entire residence, and you do not find Bellamy.
I don't think she's here. Do you think that was Bellamy?
We left her outside at the library, and then she came back with us. I mean, she seemed fine. We talked. She seemed genuinely concerned.
Okay, well, let's backtrack. Tell me everything that you remember about Bellamy for today.
Well, it's been a weird day, and then, she made a friend.
Who?
With Tess. You know, the redhead at the laboratory lady?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you mean friend? Did they?
I don't know that I should be talking about it.
Anyways!
I might have walked in on...
Okay.
I mean... Yeah, hey.
Oh, that, great. That's cool. I'm the only one she didn't tell. That's fine.
She did leave while we were talking with Beatrice earlier for a little while. And then she did say she didn't want to go into the library with us. I find that strange.
What, didn't her stomach growl or something?
Yeah, she said she was hungry.
She said she... I was hungry.
Yeah, but, I mean, we've all been hungry before. I mean...
If that wasn't Bellamy, she could have switched at any time. Like, there's been a lot of times when we've been separated.
Wait, hold on. So, somebody that looked completely like Bellamy and acted like Bellamy... took over?
Is this Bellamy's skull here then?
I don't know.
And Nighthawk picks up the skull.
Do I see her pick up the same skull?
Yeah. It's kind of all come together for you now.
Wait, Nighthawk, you probably shouldn't be touching that. We don't know if there's still slugs or if there's like some kind of bad magic or something. I don't know.
Oh, here. I have a pair of gloves. I'll put these on and let me look at these bones. And I will pick up like one of the leg bones.
Okay.
And look it over. Can I roll a forensics?
Hell yeah.
That's a 4.
You can tell that this skeleton is much older than Bellamy, and it's covered in slug slime.
Guys, I don't think this is Bellamy's bones. There's certain markers. It's much older than it looks.
And it also seems to be the skeleton of a male.
Also, it's a guy's bones?
Wait, Bellamy was a guy?
No, it's not Bellamy. Unless... some weird crap from a really long time ago. I don't know.
And did you actually kiss this?
Edward? What?
Just side note. I don't know. It said you kissed.
It?
No.
Just, you know, throwing that out there for curiosity's sake.
I turned towards Clara and I'm like, I promise you, there was nothing. Nothing happened. We didn't kiss. There was no conversation about a kiss. There, I have never had feelings for her. It was a slug monster. It was a slug monster.
Yeah.
Not Bellamy.
Okay.
It was a man.
Definitely not Bellamy.
You can roll reassurance and you can roll assessed honesty.
Absolutely. I don't want her to think that anything had happened between Bellamy and I.
And Clara, how are you feeling? Like, do you pretty much believe him or do you have doubts?
I think I'm likely to just believe him.
Okay.
At this point, especially with his kind of flustered reaction.
Okay. So this is a 2 or higher.
I rolled a 1. Look, Clara, I don't know what you think you saw, but she tried to kiss me, and I did not want to kiss her, or whatever it was. It wasn't Bellamy, and I don't have feelings for Bellamy. You have to believe me.
He doesn't necessarily reassure you. It just seems like he's really interested in making sure that you hear what he has to say and that you hear him out completely. It doesn't really elicit empathy or anything from you. You can roll an assess honesty if you'd like.
Yeah, I think I'll roll assess honesty just because it wasn't that reassuring, and I just want to kind of reassure myself that, okay, yeah, he's telling the truth. He's just kind of being weird about it.
Okay.
4.
You believe what he has to say, for sure.
Okay, that's fine, Edward. It was a slug monster.
Right? Yeah. I don't even know what's going on right now. Where is Bellamy?
Bellamy, you watch as a bunch of slugs or something kind of crawl from beneath the floorboards of the shed. And there are so many of them that they kind of crack open the door a little bit. And you see a figure standing in the doorway. And that's where we're going to call it.
Oh, boy.
What a fucking episode. Oh, my God.
Holy fucking shit. Am I allowed to curse?
Of course.
We do the curse.
We do the curse.
Or the cuss.
Fuckity fuck fuck. Jesus Christ.
That was a lot of fun. That was a fun episode.
I have to admit, deep down inside of Fred, I really wanted Bellamy to like kiss Edward as Claire's coming out of the room.
Same.
I was like, this is so juicy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was this close to being like, I walk out the door.
Yeah.
But it's so good that she didn't.
Could you imagine, like, if she kissed me and then, like, a slug slid in?
Oh!
Hell yeah!
Fucking Bellamy's already gotten double slugged, so.
But why was there a skeleton underneath? Like, what the fuck?
Okay, wait. Thanks everyone for listening. Goodbye. Yeah, okay, bye!
This episode was edited by Rob Anderson, the musician who made The Lounge, our opening and closing theme. Find him on Twitter, @potentiallyrob. This episode was produced by Hiroshi, and you can find him at Maybe Hiroshi. You can find the rest of the crew on Twitter as well. V is @typicalveronica. Mike is @onegaminglane. Fred is @IThinkI'mFred. Steph is @StarlitFirefly, and you can find me @DefinitelyStacy. As always, you can follow the show @CAFPodcast and find a permanent link to the Discord in our bio. Want to take a look at the clues, information, or photos the cast stumbled upon during recording? Head on over to our website at www.CAFPodcast.com and click on the link labeled The Show at the top of the screen. If you want to help support the show, please share us with your friends on your preferred social media and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also back us on Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/CAFpodcast. If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out some of the other Geekly Inc. shows, such as Inks and Issues, Cast of Thrones, or Transformation Sequence.
Hero here. Well, that was certainly an episode, and hopefully you enjoyed it as much as I did bringing it all together. To say CAF is a labor of love from all involved is, well, an understatement. We put a lot of time and effort into making the show what it is, and we appreciate everyone who has listened, shared, and commented on our passion project. And special thanks are due to the incredible people who have supported us on Patreon, like Glenn Stasis. The support from Patreon helps us out in so many ways and helps us focus on making great content for you. So thank you, and we look forward to bringing you more and more episodes and hopefully a little bit of terror along the way.